I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. America has the Colt revolver. Russia has the Kalashnikov. And just as America honored Samuel Colt with a statue in Hartford, Connecticut more than a century ago, Russia has now built a monument to Mikhail Kalashnikov, inventor of the AK-47. The statue was unveiled yesterday. Kalashnikov and his rifles changed the world and changed history. So the world's own history guy, Chris Wolfe, wanted to share some thoughts.
Here's a chilling sound for anyone who's ever been on the receiving end. That's a Kalashnikov AK-74 firing on automatic and semi-automatic. I was at the receiving end of a single shot when I was working as a BBC reporter in Afghanistan in 1991. A shepherd boy fired on our truck just to make us stop and give him some bakshish, a bribe. Thankfully, he missed. We stopped anyway just to be safe and managed to talk our way out of the attempted extortion. But the story tells you a lot about the AK. It's simple enough to be used by a shepherd boy, and it's cheap enough for him to afford. And it's not super accurate. However, the Kalashnikov rifle in all its forms is the most popular weapon ever made. It's killed more people than any other single weapon, including the atomic bomb. Its Russian designer, Mikhail Kalashnikov, died in 2013, aged 94. Service members here joke that if you dug him up after 4 years in the dirt, you could clean him up and he'd be as good as new, in the same way his weapon would be. That gives you a sense of how resilient and reliable the Kalashnikov rifle is, and how respected it is, too. For Russia, it's a cultural icon. That's a military band playing the Russian national anthem at the unveiling of the new statue honoring Kalashnikov in Moscow yesterday. There were speeches and a full honor guard in dress uniforms and carrying, of course, Kalashnikovs. An Orthodox priest in full regalia sprinkled holy water on the statue. It stands on a pedestal in a little square on Moscow's busy Garden Ring thoroughfare. Kalashnikov is wearing a bomber jacket and clutching one of his creations.
Это воплощение самых лучших черт русского человека.
Russia's culture minister, Vladimir Medinsky, delivered the main speech. He called the AK a cultural brand for Russia. It's true, you can buy Kalashnikov tchotchkes at a special shop at the airport, and all this fits with the Kremlin's efforts to glorify the Russian and Soviet past. That elevation of the AK into a cultural phenomenon, though, makes some Russians uncomfortable. They say it puts this killing machine on a par with brands like Coke for America or Champagne for France. A protester was arrested at the unveiling after pulling out a sign saying, "A creator of weapons is a creator of death." Kalashnikov himself might agree. He never profited from the sales and licensing deals that, over the years, supplied the armies of 80 nations and countless guerrilla forces. He was proud of his work, but just before his death, he wrote a public letter to the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, expressing his regret that his rifle had become a weapon for criminals and child soldiers, and confessing that, quote, "My spiritual pain is unbearable." For The World, I'm Chris Wolfe.